Okay, I am going to be recording my thoughts on Assassin's Creed and why I didn't like it compared to Assassin's Creed 2, and why I say you should just not even play Assassin's Creed 1 and go straight to Assassin's Creed 2. I'm going to be reading off portions of some emails that I wrote back to a friend of mine who I borrowed the game from. So, my initial impressions were I enjoyed it. Or it was more interesting than what I saw in the previous reviews. Nothing grabbed me so far. I like how the platforming is sort of automatic, which I do like that a lot, because I don't play a lot of platforming games. I don't really like them that much. Let's see. I mentioned about the Animus and how they never mentioned any information about it in the previews at like E3 or whatnot, and that's true. I didn't know any single thing about the Animus until I started playing the game. I don't recall that being ever advertised at all. And I was wondering why they didn't promote it, and that's true. I don't know why they don't. Let's see, what is the next one? Okay, next I played some more, got to the world map area. And I like climbing up the viewpoint towers, which I do. It's fun to go up there and get a big survey of the area and then jump down into the hay bales and whatnot. I really liked the horse riding because I thought it was better than Red Dead Redemption and not as annoying. I didn't like how you can't just walk around and explore because random soldiers will show up and attack you. And I didn't like having to walk extra slow and praying to blend in with people. I definitely did not like that. I think that was one of the biggest issues I had with the first game. In the second game, you can do it much easier. Just run around and do whatever you want. Certainly, if you kill people with guards around, you're gonna get in trouble. But you can at least explore without getting, caught or whatever. Let's see. I said there was a point where I was about ready to quit the game. I never played it again. It was the pickpocketing mission. I failed the first time, and soldiers were running after me. It took forever to get away. Every time I turn a corner or climb a building, there would be another soldier right there. And you can't hide unless your meter is a certain status, either. You can never find a stupid hiding place when you need one. I think if I would have failed the second pickpocketing attempt, I would have just turned the game off right then. So, and I was wondering, where's the hook? What made you keep on playing Assassin's Creed? So it sounds like my friend just played Assassin's Creed 1 because there wasn't anything else to play. So he couldn't answer why there was no hook. Let's see. I think I should have reviewed these a little more. So the next time I played it, I enjoyed it because I assassinated my first dude. I did all the optional objectives in the poor section of Damascus. Still don't like the combat system. The counter-kill move is awesome. Yes, that is really cool. That's pretty much all I did, and that's kind of what all I do most of the time. Well, not all the time, but some of the times in Assassin's Creed 2. I ran into some Templars or some Crusaders or something that kicked my ass out in the overworld area when I was looking for viewpoints. Got pissed off at that game, and that part of the game, I know that. And then I think the next email I was just like done with it. So I think I'm done. Got pissed off at the game. I have no desire to play it anymore. Combat system isn't any fun. I can't even pull off any counter moves anymore. I click the X button right after the enemy starts to attack. I'm supposed to counter it, right? Half the time it doesn't work. Most of the time when I actually attack, they just block it or even counter it themselves. Running around saving citizens is boring, but I feel like I have to in order to unlock the groups of scholars or vigilantes that will help me during the assassination attempt. Did all the side stuff leading up to the second target, then I went to the location of the target, and guess what? It was a trap, trying to fight off the 6 ninja dudes. Just died and turned the game off. No thanks. So, like I said, I just heard from just about everyone that AC2 is better than AC1. Is the combat system any different? Da-da-da. And let's see. Maybe I should go into AC2, because I did send an email about that. It's like just an hour, I was already enjoying AC2 much more than AC1. Take a while to get used to. Main character story and setting are all much more appealing. That's true, like Ezio is way more appealing than Altair. Like, I didn't like Altair at all. I didn't really understand what his motivation was or anything. And the story was much more apparent in Assassin's Creed 2. So I'm running out of time. That's pretty much it. If you want me to go into any more detail, I can try.